Welcome to the Hidden Potential Podcast. I'm your host, Omar Hargrove. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to make your message more approachable. Every week, we come out with a new episode to be able to help you tap into your hidden potential. We do that by giving you practical and mental tools to be able to help you better your leadership within your organization. Today, specifically, we're going to be talking about how important it is to meet people where they're at with their language and your language in order to help them to be more open to hear what you have to say. We're going to unpack why and how it's so meaningful and effective to consider your message's approachability. And we're going to talk about some examples of certain things to avoid, some bad ideas when it comes to your message's approachability. And we're going to look at some tips and ways for you to build your own unique language that's approachable without compromising on your principles within your message. At the end of today's message, we're going to end with three takeaways to be able to help you directly apply what we talk about in your own leadership, ministry, or organization. Let's get started with a big thought, and that is, so many times we have a great life-giving message that can truly help impact a person's life and their soul and their organization, whatever, even their family, all these different things that they're a part of. But we're often left deflated and confused when people reject that message on the spot. While saying things like they just can't handle the truth lets us off the hook, being better at how we say certain things can make our messages more effective and receptive to people. As an example to what I'm saying, there's a season where I had to be a door knocker for sales, where it was a tough job, just door knocking, trying to sell home security. And there's a lot of people that would just slam the door in my face right away. People get, especially when they just bought a home, and here comes 13 other guys that are knocking on the door trying to sell them something. And I learned very quickly about how important your approachability was. I mean, It just every little thing that I would say could make or break that interaction. And so it is within our whatever message we're trying to give at, like, maybe as a like a Sunday message, as a church message, or even a message that you're trying to share with your team. You're having a team meeting and you feel like people aren't receptive to what you're trying to say. It may be how you're saying it. So let's start off with a big rule of thumb. And this might sound overly simplistic, but number one is don't be obnoxious. Don't be obnoxious. It's hard to listen receptively to someone who is being rude to you. And I find that most of the people who think that they're just being real, I've said that before, maybe you've said that, but if you're just being real, more often than not, you can't take your own medicine. A lot of the people that are kind of rude in how they talk to others certainly don't like it when people talk the same way to them. And sadly, within our Christian culture, this philosophy was born at some point that appears to believe that if you are condescending, if you're obnoxious, or you're rude in your punchline style message, that your message is somehow more fire. Y'all know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know how many times I've seen a preacher video or a clip or somebody that's aspiring to sound passionate and on fire, and they're not even really saying anything new. They're not saying anything that seems like this deep truth that's been discovered. They're kind of saying some generic, ordinary things, but being really, really obnoxious and rude about it. And somehow within our church culture, there's been this response to where it's like, ooh, that's good. And the punchline doesn't even make sense. And the reality is that kind of dialogue will only cause people who already agree with you to listen to you. It's not any, these punchline messages, no one that's, you know, doesn't know Christ was like, oh my gosh, I never thought about it like that. Let me just surrender to Christ right now because they were rude in how they said it to me. No, the only people who are saying amen to that are the people who are already been raising the church all their life. The only thing that you end up doing is you create this mini cult following that butters you up to feel more superior than you really are. And what that means is that you aren't necessarily changing any hearts to with your message. You're only getting buttered up by the people who already agree with you. And there's many problems that can come from that besides the one of pushing people away who may have agreed with you. See, that's one big problem, is that that person that you pushed away because you were rude or obnoxious with it, they may just have agreed with you, but because of the way you said it, they're not going to change their mind. They're not going to listen to you because of the simple fact that you're rude. But one of the biggest problems that comes from this is that you end up limiting your potential to collaborate and make a greater impact than you're currently doing. If you only have people around you that just are, in a sense, yes men, that just agree with everything you're saying, and it's hard to cause innovation and creativity to flow through that, because you just have a lot of yous around and you're not going to think of anything new like that. And you're not going to be able to help get that collaboration to be able to make that kind of unique impact differently than what you're already doing. You'll just continue to do more of the same, if that. Now that we understand some of the problems with being obnoxious and how we say certain things, and how we need to understand that how we say things matter. It's not just what you say, but how you say it. It's this thing that people will probably respond to me saying, just preach the gospel. Well, there's a lot of ways that you could preach the gospel. You know, John said, repent, for the kingdom of God is near. And Jesus would bend down to someone like Mary Magdalene and say, as no one condemn thee, well, neither do I. You know, like there's a lot of ways that you could say the same thing, but say it in it's how you say it. So what I would reference is in 1 Corinthians 9:22. That's where Paul makes this dialogue about becoming all things to all people. And when he was with the Jews, he would talk and act like a Jew. When he is with the Gentiles, he would talk and act like a Gentile. He adapted his language and his interaction to whatever group that he was trying to impact through his message. And why did he adapt himself? So that his message would be more approachable and receptive to this new people group who he hasn't reached yet. In the same way, we need to throw off our idea of the truth just being too hard, and you either accept it or you either get right or get left. And people can't this idea that people who don't accept your truth are just too stubborn or they're too weak. That's just making you out to be more superior. I think that the mouthpiece that we're trying to be can be adapted in certain ways. And consider this, that no other successful organization operates like that. If you want to grow and reach other kinds of people, you need to work on your communication skills. And that's certainly what it is. It's a communication skill. And if you could just consider for a moment, if this is rubbing you the wrong way, consider for a moment if you could reach more people by not changing your message, but changing how you say certain things, would it not be worth it? If you could bring more to Christ with authentic change in their lives, just because you said something a little bit differently, you didn't change what you said, you just changed how you said it, would that not be worth the effort of trying to work on your communication skills? Y'all dig what I'm saying? Now, here are just some three simple tips to give an idea of what I'm talking about to help your approachability. For number one, what I've found is if you speak as we instead of you and I, it's able to be received in a different way. As an example, like if I'm sharing a message about, say, repentance, let's just say that, and you need to repent of XYZ. Well, that sounds pretty coarse, right? And you could say, well, yeah, that's what people need to hear. Okay, well, people need to hear this idea of having this changed life through repentance. Yes, but consider how it sounds when I say it like this. We need to repent of XYZ. See, now I'm including myself in this dialogue to where it's not this accusation, but this collaborative thought where we need to change how we do things. We need to pursue repentance. And I've found time and time again that simply that kind of verbiage can be often more effective than this you. The other idea of is like just really paying attention to the pronouns that you're using within your talk. Y'all dig what I'm saying? And number two is be genuine and talk in a way that is both relatable and reasonable. I think that so often we try to project something that feels extreme to the audience, even though it may seem natural to us. It's like maybe you're communicating the end goal of something, and you're instead of having this idea of a ramp that you're helping lead people onto the end goal, you just have point one and point 10, and you're saying we need a change to this. And what I'm trying to say when I say be reasonable is perhaps on your, you know that the goal is to getting to level 10, but maybe you, as you communicate and how you're going about, how you're sharing to get to level 10, you're saying, you make that communication be, let's get to level 3 together. And that kind of processing, you're still progressing. That's what you're trying to do, is make progress, but it feels more reasonable to someone, where extreme change can be intimidating, but just a little 2 millimeter shift change, well, I think I could do that. And once you do that, we make another change. And when I say relatable, I want to be clear that I'm not saying relatable in the sense that if you're talking to, like, I work with people in recovery, I'm not saying that you have to be a person who's gone through recovery to speak to people in recovery, that in that sense of relatable, you don't have to, if you're trying to bring someone to Christ that had a broken life, you can do that without having a broken life too. You don't have to relate to that broken life. What I'm saying is relatable in the sense of sharing the same humanity. So you may not have gone through the exact same things that they have gone through, but you have gone through struggles. You have gone through insecurities. You have had, you desire to feel loved like everybody else. You desire to feel accepted like everybody else. And so try to fit that sense of humanity within your talk that can make it a little more reasonable, that can make it a little more relatable. And it will be unique to whatever you're trying to portray, whether it's a church message or a talk with your team. The biggest emphasis is allow there to be humanity within your talk, within the message that you're expressing. And finally, number three, again, these are just helpful tips, is don't make yourself out to be Jesus. What I'm saying behind that is don't make yourself out to be superior. You know, I think that it's this, I myself have done it in the early years, to where we have this natural tendency to use ourselves as a standard to achieve within a talk that we're trying to give. I mean, just consider how many times you've heard a message in which someone is trying to talk, encourage people to read the Bible, and then they end up saying, and I read the Bible every day for an hour every day. It's like this idea that making yourself out to be the standard, I feel like it never ends up going well. I think about even different like props that people have used. I remember a while back that that guy Michael Todd gave this demonstration to the church about when Jesus used spit to heal a person's eyes, and it was nationally rejected. It made the national news. This pastor spit in somebody's eyes, and it was truly, in my opinion, I think it was totally inappropriate. I think that was too far, and that you could have said it in a lot of other ways. But he was trying to make this dramatic point in what he was saying. And see, that's often what we're trying to do, is we're trying to make this edgy point with what we're saying, and it can come across as obnoxious. Here, it came across as him being more spirit. As a rule of thumb, you should probably not spit on the people that you're preaching to. Like, it sounds like I'm being, I don't know, but think about how much differently it would have been received by the nation. Again, the nation was mad. There's like organizations that have never even heard of Michael Todd making videos of how all these negative opinions about him, and he had to make a public apology for it, for the simple thing that he was trying to just get a message across. Would it have made that kind of outcry if he didn't make himself out to be the Jesus? What if he had the other person be the one to spit in his eyes, to rub the spit in his face? Well, it would have been a completely different tone. People wouldn't have been so pissed off. But because he made himself out to be Jesus, it wasn't received very well. When we make ourselves out to be the superior one, it loses that ability to be more approachable by others. Y'all dig what I'm saying? And so those are just three tips. There's a lot more that we could get across, but the main idea is working on your communication skills. Don't allow your message to be obnoxious just because it's true, but work on how you say what you want to say. Now let's go into three takeaways. Number one, do a self-analysis and scale your approachability from 1 to 10. And then ask someone on your team or someone close to you to rate yourself as well. Your approachability being a level 10 or a level 1, meaning you're not very approachable at all. And then number two, make a list of the types of people that you are currently sharing your messages with, and then make a list of types of people that you want to reach but haven't yet been able to do so. As a simplistic example, maybe list one would be people that go to church. Those are the people that I'm reaching. But in list two are people who don't go to church. Now, I would encourage you to make that list a lot more specific. Include things like age, include things like age gap, demographics, even race and ethnicity. You know, so many people are trying to become more diversified when it comes to racial culture. Well, I think that this is a big part of that. Rather than trying to institute these weird ways to increase diversity within your church, it might be simply the language that you use and how you talk. So again, make that list, try to make it as detailed as you can. And then number three, brainstorm creative ways to help adapt your message to be more effective and more approachable to reach the people in that second list. I hope that this message was edifying for you today. I hope that it made a difference in your life. That being said, could y'all do me a favor? Could you leave a rating and review for this podcast? It really helped me out and to help others be able to see this show within their feed. Until next time, have a great life.